Logistics 101, a 5-minute discussion surrounding the government's Logistics Hub initiative.
Welcome to Logistics 101. Thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell. Last time on the program, we spoke with Logistics Director in the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Gary Scott, who explained the term logistics and what it entails. He also made it clear that the establishment of Jamaica's Logistics Hub is a collaborative effort of the government and that various ministries and agencies are playing their part in the process. Now he joins us again on this week's program to continue the discussion. Welcome, Gary.
Thank you for having me.
On last week's program, you mentioned that work on the country's highways undertaken by the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing is part of efforts towards the establishment of Jamaica's Logistics Hub. Now, can you tell us more about this?
You would have recently heard Dr. Davis speak about the intention to create a highway linkage from Portland back into Harborview. For argument's sake, now that allows us to be positioned in areas such as St. Thomas to have special economic zones or industrial parks because you now have the ability to transport goods in as short as possible time back into the airport or to the port. So it's very important that our internal logistics is also in a position to facilitate the Jamaica becoming the logistics hub. Another ministry that has been integral in developing the country's ability to play in the global market sphere is the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade. Their work is somewhat very challenging for them because they have to meet that right balance of allowing our trade agreements to be so positioned that allows our investors to be able to get involved with global value chain whilst considering what impact it will have on Jamaica economically and our small businesses. But they have been doing the work and the analysis to determine what's the best time and what's the best trade agreement, etc., to get into. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has also been very integral in spreading the word to the diaspora, and that's going to be an important message to be carried. So even the work that's been done with a number of other ministries, so for argument's sake, the Jamaica Customs Agency has been introducing Asikuda to improve productivity and make it more efficient to do business in Jamaica. We're looking on what is referred to as a single electronic window, which will now bring the Ministry of Agriculture, the Ministry of Health, and other departments and agencies who are part of importing and exporting the issue permits or license. And that will now afford our companies in Jamaica to submit one form one time and be able to get their permits done from the different ministries and our agencies in a more timely and efficient manner.
We see that the country is preparing itself.
Correct.
But as Jamaicans know, what can we do to prepare ourselves?
That has been part of the framework discussion from the start of the initiative. What was done is that there are task force established, and one particular task force headed by Dr. Fitzpinnock of the CMI has been very active in preparing Jamaicans. And they've so far engaged and sensitized over 34,000 Jamaicans in the 101 program. They're now moving to the 102 program, which is going to be a 2-day program, and it's of a little higher level of logistics training for Jamaicans. Again, it's free. So that's an important aspect of sensitizing Jamaica to what logistics is about and supply chain management and global value chain. However, notwithstanding that work that CMI is doing, he's also been able to introduce logistics supply chain training in CAPE, which I think will be introduced in Jamaica September of this year. You would possibly have noticed that a number of other institutions, Excelsior comes to mind, has started their own logistics supply training. So that's important to ensure that the education and training aspect is being attended to.
So the Ministry of Education is highly functional in all of this.
Very functional. So we started with Transport and Works, separate and apart from Ministry. Education is leading in that area.
So your final word to Jamaicans now?
It's already here. The thrust now where the initiative is concerned is how quickly we can expand what's here to benefit the rest of Jamaica. We are preparing our country. There's a lot of work being done.
That's it for this edition of Logistics 101. Join us again next time when we'll continue discussions on the government's Logistics Hub initiative.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.